CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're going to be interviewing Corina Pohl, Risha Dave, and Jocelyn Grupp, and we're going to be talking about this year's Townshipers Day, and that is on September 17th. It's going to be in Brome, so welcome everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Corina, you are Townshipers Communications Agent Officer. So tell us about what you do and tell us about some aspects, the overall aspects of Townshipers Day this year.
Sure thing. Well, in general, I work for Townshipers Association throughout the year, managing all the communications, social media, our print, digital, and basically all of our communications that are put out by the association. And this time of year is my busiest time of year because we are preparing for Townshipers Day, which, as most people are aware, it is the biggest event for the region's English-speaking community. So for Townshipers Association, it's a lot of work to put into preparing for and getting that information out, telling our community what they can expect.
Well, it sounds really exciting. So it's in Brome again this year. It was there last year, and it's on September 17th, rain or shine, we should add.
Mm-hmm, that's right. The weather is always the one roll of the dice that we can never predict, but usually we still have a good crowd even if it rains.
Well, it's going to be a little bit in the fall, so it should be a little bit cooler, so that will be fun too. And it's definitely a family event. There's something for every member of the family.
Exactly. It is very much a family-friendly event. It's an all-ages event. The one thing that makes the event so wonderful is and vibrant is that our audience is young as babies to as old as seniors, and seeing everybody come together and meet up again, or you know, make new friendships, rekindle old ones. That's a really vital part of the festival.
And it's definitely a vital organization, Townshipers in general, for the English community. So having Townshipers Day, and you said it's the 37th one.
That's right, 37th. We're getting closer and closer to 40.
Well, that's pretty neat. Are you going to have a special event when we get to 40? Or?
We're working on it. It's still a ways away. For now, the format is continuing as it is. And usually the event is a nomadic festival. It takes place in a different community every year. Mm-hmm. Last year, Brome had such a great time. The organizing committee put in a bit early to host it again this year. So it's one of the first in the 37-year history of the festival is that it is hosted in the same location consecutively. Usually it's traveling all the time. But Brome really loved it. They wanted to have it back. So we're back. And we're right after T-Day ends, we'll start looking for next year's host. So if any communities are interested in hosting the event, they can put in an application at any point. They just have to contact our offices to find out how.
That's great. But it's a great way for people coming into the district, new people, to meet different organizations.
Oh, it really is. There's such a mix of entertainers, activities, and exhibitors that is a wonderful introduction to the townships in one single spot. Our region is so big, it's really hard to get us all together for just one singular event, and this is the one that usually does it. We have visitors from across the region, but also visitors come down from Montreal. We have people come from out of province. Mm-hmm. We have a load of exhibitors, but I'll let Jocelyn tell you about that.
Okay, so next up we're going to talk to Jocelyn Grubb. Now, you have been interning at Townshipers for the summer?
Yep, that's correct. I've actually been the festival administration assistant. So basically, my job entails planning and coordinating the events for the day. Mm-hmm. So I've been working with the team that's been preparing for months, I believe, to get this day in order. So I've been taking registrations, I've been organizing who's going to go where on site. I've been helping just try to get everything ready for the day. And for me, as a student, I've been part of other festivals and other events, but never to anything this scope. So for me, seeing over 4,000 guests and community members come together is really a is really something to see for me.
Yeah.
And just to learn how the process works and how everyone comes together at the end to make sure that everything goes smoothly on the day. And so the types of exhibitors we have is everything from crafts, from community groups, health and wellness groups. A lot of those will be represented this year. So like Corina said, if you're new to the community, you can get the chance to meet a lot of groups that would all be here on the same day together, which you might not otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
We have exciting groups that are doing work in other countries, volunteers in the community who are getting together here to help other cities as well. So actually the influence this year is especially on healthcare and giving or providing resources to the English-speaking community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have groups off how to learn CPR. We have different mental health services coming. We have
CPR. That's interesting too. That's something new this year, isn't it? So how does that work? Anybody can stop by in the tent, I guess.
So new this year is an organization from Sherbrooke is coming down to Brome, and they are going to teach a free Hero in 30 program, and that's learning CPR without mouth to mouth in 30-minute sessions, and anyone can just come and take part of that during the day and know how to save a life.
That's amazing. I'd imagine you have to be 18 and over.
Nope.
No?
Any age can participate. The program has been offered throughout the townships by many organizations. I took it 1 year when it was offered in Stanstead.
Okay.
And at that time, my daughter was about 14 and she did the course with us.
That's amazing. Well, that's great. So this year, the emphasis is on healthcare, you said.
Yeah, that is definitely a big emphasis for our exhibitors. We have a large amount of exhibitors this year, 90 in total, and there will be a really wide mix of historical groups, community groups, health organizations. We do have our artisans are back with some of their great products, and we will have government institutions as well, government and educational institutions.
Okay, so that's great because English people sometimes have a hard time trying to find information about healthcare, different
That's right.
Like
it's all going to be in a one-stop spot, which is perfect. And on the fairgrounds, we have a total of two buildings plus tents will be set up outside. So you've got a wide area to explore. And, you know, I kind of hope people will take the time to walk in a big circle around the site because so that they don't miss anything, because the site, it's quite compact. But if you don't explore each corner, you might possibly miss something. We have exhibitors in two buildings and outside. We have entertainers on a main stage.
Okay.
We have 10 entertainers this year. We'll have dancers on another stage by the arena. The arena will also have the silent auction, which is a really popular event and also helps to raise funds for the festival and for other projects, community projects throughout the year. So there's still time for people to get items into the silent auction if they want. And Risha could talk a little bit more on that because she's been involved with a special project related to the silent auction.
Okay, so next up we'll talk with Risha Dave, and you've been interning at Townshippers this year. Working hard for Tea Day?
Yes, I have. I've been working alongside Corinna and working on communication and outreach projects. Okay. So one of my biggest projects is actually the Instagram at Townshippers.
Okay.
And I've been getting the word out about Townshippers and what we do as an organization, as well as about Tea Day. And one of our biggest things is that when we get silent auction items, I'll post them on the Instagram. And I'll hashtag TDay37, that's our hashtag this year, so that people in the Eastern Townships area can know a little bit more about TDay, have more information about what we're doing, really.
You're presently looking for more items for the silent auction, is that correct?
Yes, we're always looking for more items. We have a large collection already, but we're really looking for big ticket items. So we're thinking getaways, you know, mini vacations, mini staycations, really, ski packages, anything like that would be really awesome.
That's a lot of fun and always fun to see the different items too. And it's fun to see them before too. So I believe it's on the website for Tea Day too, some of the items you have already.
That's right. It's on our Facebook page. It's on teaday.ca as well, and our Instagram at Townshippers.
Okay. And you have a Facebook page too. You said Townshippers.
It is
Townshippers Association on Facebook. Okay, that's great. So if somebody wants to donate, imagine you're looking for new items. Is that correct?
Yes, we really want to emphasize that we're looking for new items for the silent auction.
We're really looking for new items for the silent auction. New items are a big draw, and they showcase donors really well. And we always put donors' information when we share the silent auction item through our social media, so it gives them a chance to get their name out to the community as well.
So it's a great way for some of local businesses to let people know what they're selling, what they're all about, and
exactly, or even just to show their community spirit.
Exactly,
since funds go back into the festival and into community projects, it's amazing because for organizations or businesses who are making a donation, and for the people who bid on items at Tea Day, Every bid, every donation is really an investment back into the community. So the site opens at 9 a.m., but okay. The opening ceremonies will be at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we've actually got the adorable Knowlton Academy Choir, which is made up of...
I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And we're talking with Corina Pohl, Risha Dave, and Jocelyn Grubb about Townshippers Day 2016, coming up on September 17th in Brome.
And we've actually got the adorable Knowlton Academy Choir, which is made up of elementary school children, will be helping to open the ceremony with the national anthem.
Okay.
And then we'll have the opening ceremony, which will be kept short and sweet mm-hmm. because we know people like to get off and have fun and explore. So we're going to have a great opening ceremonies. And part of the opening ceremonies is the award presentations. We have the Outstanding Townshippers and the Young Townships Leaders Awards. Okay. And those two awards, we're accepting nominations until August. Nominations close August 26th. Okay. Yes. And you can nominate through our website, townshippers.org/OT
okay.
for the Outstanding Townshippers, and townshippers.org/YTLA for the Young Townships Leaders.
Okay. So what qualifications are you looking for?
For Outstanding Townshippers, it is anybody within the community, either individuals, couples, or groups, mm-hmm. who are working to better the community for us all. So
okay.
it could be your neighbor who is helping to deliver meals to mm-hmm. senior citizens. Mm-hmm. It could be your kid's softball coach. Mm-hmm. It could be somebody who's giving beyond the normal expectations of their okay. job or mm-hmm. or professionalism mm-hmm. to make the English-speaking community better. And the Young Townships Leaders Awards is anybody from 15 to 35 who is demonstrating community leadership and are good examples or good role models to their peers as well as other adults. So it's youth mm-hmm. in our community who are involved in also making it a better place to live and work.
That sounds great to be recognized too. It's so important.
It's a great way to say yeah. thank you to it the is. People who don't ask for thank yous themselves mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and aren't looking to be praised, but it's a nice way for us to mm-hmm. to say thank you for what they're doing.
The site opens at 9 and it's on the Brome Fairgrounds, I guess?
That's right. So it opens at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's the Brome Fairgrounds at 345 Stagecoach Road mm-hmm. in Brome. There will be signs posted around the site leading okay. towards the site.
Nice.
We have big, mm-hmm. nice T-Day signs mm-hmm. with arrows. We'll be posting photos of those on our social media accounts and on our tday.ca website mm-hmm. so people know what to look for and know how to find us. Everything will wrap up around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And throughout the day, all day long on the festival site, there will be entertainment, there will be food, exhibitors, mm-hmm. and we have a free shuttle bus, which we'll be releasing more information about, mm-hmm. but a free shuttle bus that will take people into Knowlton
nice.
For a heritage tour, and they can enjoy some activities there and then come back to the festival site.
That's great.
One of the great events that they won't want to miss is around 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the festival grounds in the Fairview building. Our Townships Expressions Project, which is an initiative of Townshippers Association mm-hmm. to support and promote local artists, is hosting a really special launch for author Ross Murray mm-hmm. and his new book, A Hole in the Ground, which was crowdsourced in order to get published. So he's going to be launching his book there. We have Deja 2 performing alongside him. We're going to have a special announcement for authors or visual artists mm-hmm. who are either currently published or not published
wow.
for a great opportunity coming in the next year. And that announcement is going to be held tightly under wraps until today. So we hope anybody who's wanting to explore publishing opportunities will pop on by.
That sounds really exciting. So something for everybody, and special events for kids too, all kinds of stuff. And there's going to be food too, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll have food. We'll have lots of fun activities for the kids this year to do and explore. And an important part of T-Day is that we are going to have a petting farm for the mm-hmm. kids, which mm-hmm. is great. But it's really important that people not bring their own pets to right. T-Day. That's a really big deal. People really want to bring their animals, and that's a great, mm-hmm. That's noble. And we love pets. Mm-hmm. We're big fans of pets, but it's the festival grounds is not the site for any pets four-legged, scaled, furry, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're asking people to please keep their pets at home for the festival. And the event is totally free. But when they park, there's a $2 donation that's requested. Mm-hmm. They can give more if they like. It all goes to fund the festival.
You have your green aspect, too, where you compost and all kinds of things like that. So did you want to talk about that, Risha?
Yeah, so we have a green team at Townshipers Day. And what we are doing really is, well, what the green team is doing really is sorting compost from recycling from garbage. And this year, like every other year, we're really, really making an effort to reduce the waste on site. Mm-hmm. And we also leave the site completely waste-free. We'll do our best not to leave anything behind. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of our local food vendors will be using compostable dishware. And we encourage everyone to bring their reusable bags for their shopping that they might be doing, for their silent auction items they're going to be bringing home. Last year, the green team was actually very successful. They were able to reduce the waste of 4,000 visitors to one bag of garbage, which is amazing. And this year, we really hope to be completely waste-free.
That's totally amazing. Totally amazing. And Corina, you were saying that you were looking through some pictures. So Townshipers Day has been going for 37 years and it started out really small and look what it's become. So you said in the beginning it was more like a family picnic kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what it looked like from the photos. Risha and I have had a great time looking at all those old photos. And I admit we've been laughing at the fashion sense of the past. Mm-hmm. But no, it's been great. The one thing that... You've seen it in photos go from this tiny, more intimate neighborhood picnic style event to this grand scale event. But the things that haven't changed is seeing young and old smiling, people socializing, you know, exploring new exhibitors, checking out the arts items that people create. I mean, it's just such a great event. And the fact that it's kept its theme, it's kept its purpose for 37 years, but just grown it is incredible, especially when our community is so small.
That is amazing. Townshipers Day, September 17th at the Brougham Fairgrounds in Brougham. Great place to learn all about the different organizations for English people and to meet new people, see old friends, and get some fun food, I guess, all the vendors and the artisans, and a shuttle bus going into Knowlton. You can have lunch there if you want to, and just a whole great a community organization there that's just done so many good things for the Townshipers.
Thank you. It's a great for our organization to connect and network with others and within the community, but also other organizations, and it's great for people to come and explore Brougham and Brougham to showcase itself. Mm-hmm. So this year's hosts are the town of Brougham Lake and the municipalities of Brougham Village and West Bolton. And without their participation, this event wouldn't even take place. So we really appreciate all their involvement and the involvement of volunteers. And which, by the way, there's still time for people to volunteer if they want. We're taking volunteers up until the day before Tea Day. And anyone who volunteers, they can give as much or as little time as they want to helping make the festival a success, and anyone who volunteers will be able to enjoy a nice supper from the Star Cafe in Knowlton. They're catering a nice pulled pork supper for all volunteers at the end of the day. We are taking volunteers for our green team. They can help exhibitors unload or set up. They can help people park. We're looking for people to direct traffic and to help the bus with the unloading and loading station. And we are still open for other busker type entertainers if they want to come. There's no fee for entertainers who want to showcase themselves to the community. We are on the lookout for a face painter if somebody would like to come and do face painting. Volunteers of all types and all responsibilities, and the green team is also made up of volunteers, and the volunteers are really the backbone to this event. They're an incredible important aspect, which is why we have the thank you dinner at the end.
Good. So important, and it's fun too, and a lot of good experience. Now, if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they get in touch?
Sure thing. They just contact our offices. You can find all of our contact through our website. It's on tday.ca, which is the official festival website, but it's also on townshippers.org, which is Townshippers Association's main website. Or they can always call our office in Sherbrooke at 819-577-5717.
Anything else you wanted to add to Corina or Jocelyn or Risha?
We just really hope that everyone comes and has a great time, because we know we're going to.
I know if somebody comes, they'll have a great time. Okay, well, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.